Going deeper. The story of Adam and Eve in Genesis is a figurative account. Like many of the stories of sacred scripture, its purpose is to teach us a truth about God and his interaction with human beings. What we do know is that at one historical point in human history, a man and a woman were created with free will, self-awareness, and a unique relationship with God. What do we know about those first humans? Adam and Eve had an intimate relationship with God. There was no sickness or sin or despair. They were completely happy and fulfilled. They were meant to grow into further union with God and fulfillment of their nature. Satan's tactic in the Garden of Eden, just as now, was to get Eve to doubt God's motives. God, he suggests, is untrustworthy and unfair. He wants to keep you down, he says, but you can become like gods. Adam and Eve gave in to the temptation and committed original sin. What that did was brought death into the world and ruptured the relationship with God, it seemed, forever. Because they gave in to those lies, Adam and Eve became afraid of God and hid from him. They felt threatened by him because they were naked. After the fall, Adam and Eve, and all humanity for that matter, were forever locked out of a relationship with God. The self-inflicted curse opened up a gulf between human beings and God that we could never cross, no matter how virtuous a life we led. To understand how cataclysmic this event was, think about this. The very reason mankind was created was to be in a loving relationship with God. Our whole purpose is God-centred. So to be cut off from that source of life means that humanity's existence ceases to fulfil its meaning. Human beings become futile beings, forever yearning for friendship with God and forever being turned away from the door by the sinfulness of our state. In short, in original sin, we passed on ourselves the sentence of death by committing the twin capital offences of disobedience and pride. After the fall, Adam and Eve realised that they were naked and hid from God. And in a sense, is this not what all of us do? Perhaps we love God and want to find a closer relationship with him. But what will that cost us? Are there things about us that we are ashamed of? Are there things we have said or done in the past that we would not like to be examined? Is there persistent sin in our lives, for example, that we would prefer not to have revealed to God? St. Augustine says that he fled from the encounter with God in his deepest interior because of his unloveliness. In my unloveliness, he says, I plunged into the lovely things you had created. When we delve more deeply into our interior, we encounter parts of ourselves, or we are afraid that we will encounter parts of ourselves, that appear unlovely to us. For various reasons, we have exiled parts of ourselves, and we are afraid to look on the naked poverty of our weakness and limitations. St. Augustine is describing this basic human dynamic, that out of fear for what we will discover within ourselves, we go out of ourselves and live superficially, plunging ourselves into created things like food, drink, drugs, work, a multitude of material possessions, endless entertainments, video games, pornography, or other preoccupations. But none of these false and elusive comforts last, and they never satisfy the aching desire within us for fulfilment, our insatiable craving to get back to our true nature as beloved sons and daughters, like our first parents were before they sinned. Ever since the fall, God has been trying to woo us back into that intimate relationship that Adam and Eve had with him. He knows that we will never find true happiness until we are fully united with him again. And to do that, God wants us to enter into ourselves and uncover our own unloveliness. That takes courage, and we can only do it if we know that we are loved unconditionally. God does not recoil from our sins and weaknesses and brokenness. He's not disgusted by our evil tendencies. He loves us and is prepared to delve into our dirtiest secrets and blackest iniquities in order to heal and to make whole again. St. Augustine says again, "Urged to reflect upon myself, I entered under your guidance the innermost places of my being. But only because you had become my helper was I able to do so." God would like nothing better than to have us share with him our weakness. All of us are weak, fallen human beings, no matter how much we try to bolster our ego or shore up our self-confidence. But that is the way that God wants us. He wants us to admit that we can't do it on our own, that we need him. God is the only one who can love us unconditionally, who can show us this love perfectly. And he does this most explicitly in Jesus Christ, especially in his crucified love. St. Augustine stresses the importance of Christ giving us the strength to encounter God in our inmost being. "I looked for a way to gain the strength I needed to enjoy you, but I did not find it until I embraced the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who is also God, supreme over all things and blessed forever. He called out, proclaiming, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life.'" Jesus Christ is the only one who could heal the rupture between God and man caused by the fall and allow us to enter into that deep relationship with the Father where we can bear ourselves without fear of condemnation or rejection. He loves us and wants us to heal. Let's not be afraid to offer our innermost selves to him for healing. He's waiting for us with nothing but love and acceptance. Let's pray. Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life. You have all we desire. You are our ultimate fulfillment, and the life-giving relationship with you is what we were created for. We offer ourselves to you now, body, mind, and spirit. Everything that we have, everything that we are, is yours. Do with us as you will. Let us know your love, Lord Jesus. Reveal to us the love that God the Father has for us, his children. Help us to put away our old ways and to awaken to new life in you, a life of peace, joy, and freedom. Here and now, we open ourselves to your love and ask you to heal us of our brokenness. Amen.